Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, February 17th. In a new patent filing, Tesla is working on technology for a scalable hierarchical energy distribution grid that could revolutionize how the electrical grid distributes solar power. Last year, CEO Elon Musk said that Tesla Energy is becoming a distributed global utility and could outgrow the automotive business. Part of the filing says, quote, techniques are disclosed for implementing a scalable, hierarchical energy distribution grid utilizing homogeneous control logic are disclosed that provide distributed autonomous control of a multitude of sites in an energy system using abstraction and aggregation techniques, close quote. Electrek's Fred Lambert writes, from my understanding, Tesla is trying to deploy systems to automate demand management in order to more accurately match it with its distributed energy assets, both generation and storage, and to do so at scale. A new Tesla Model 3 teardown ordered by the Japanese media outlet Nikkei came to the conclusion that Tesla is 6 years ahead of Toyota and VW when it comes to electronics. Quote, what stands out most is Tesla's integrated central control unit, or the full self-driving computer. Also known as Hardware 3, this little piece of tech is the company's biggest weapon in the burgeoning EV market. It could end the auto industry supply chain as we know it. Industry insiders expect such technology to take hold around 2025 at the earliest. Close quote. Fates have collided in England. Two Tesla owners driving in two different Model X vehicles, going in two different directions, were hit by the same falling tree and claim that autopilot saved their lives. The incident happened last weekend in Dorset, in southwest England, where Storm Dennis has been hammering parts of the country with wind and rain. One driver reported, quote, we were driving along and out of the corner of my eye, I saw the tree coming down. The car was on autopilot and the emergency braking kicked in, close quote. The other driver said, quote, we were just in pure shock. Tesla has saved 8 lives, close quote. Electrek's Fred Lambert notes that, as of now, Tesla's autopilot is not known to react or calculate potential hazards coming from overhead. The participants' reports may be affected by an understandable level of confusion or shock. All the way in Quebec, Canada, a filthy Tesla Model Y prototype has been spotted, as the automaker appears to be doing some last-minute winter testing. Previously spotted in Florida, California, the Sierra Nevada range, and Minnesota, Tesla has been making an effort to put the cars through the cold as much as possible. Deliveries are expected next month, and the dirt and grime caked on the Model Y is a sign of long-term testing. The CEO of Volkswagen America, Scott Keogh, met with Volkswagen Dealer Advisory Council chairman yesterday during the National Convention of Auto Dealers. He said that Volkswagen will establish a joint marketing fund to support the ID Cross, saying, quote, it's intended to do things like dealer events, marketing, traditional marketing, any sort of outreach, anything, because we think a big component of this is to make sure that dealer is marketing EVs locally, not just the national stuff that we do, close quote. This national and local marketing approach will be put to the test when Volkswagen introduces its EV crossover, the ID Cross, also known as the ID4, which is coming late this year. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, looking at the bright side today, a Northern Europe storm caused flooding, power outages, downed trees, damages to houses, and travel disruption, and it also broke wind power generation records. The Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis reports that Britain set a new daily record for wind energy production, topping 44% of the country's electricity consumption. The Big Hollow District 36 school campus in Ingleside, Illinois, now has enough solar-produced energy to cover about 85% of the district's power needs and save about $90,000 a year, according to the suburban Chicago paper, The Daily Herald. The system will go live next month. Costa Rica's energy is made up of 99% of renewable sources, and the Central American country aims to be 100% carbon neutral by 2021, much sooner than most any other country. Among the factors, one last percent will be addressed by reducing disposable plastic consumption. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Electrek takes a closer look at the design aspects of the new Apex electric motorcycle made by Segway. The unknown designer, known as JC, describes a period of friction when he butted heads with Segway, The company originally wanted a design so far out there and revolutionary that it would shock consumers and be unlike anything else anyone had ever seen before. JC worried that such a design would alienate much of the existing motorcycle community, and instead he pushed for a sporty design that was familiar yet eye-catching, and could be appreciated by a larger audience. JC said, quote, "I believe a good design should have universal appeal. I'm glad they trusted my judgment to go with this refined, clean approach." Close quote. And a new electric bike review was published on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for Rad Power's Rad Rover Step Through. Electrek's Micah Toll notes the improved frame, improved accessories such as the lights, fenders, and controls. For the money, a good value at $1,499. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. Keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.